Welcome to the Bible Explained. I'm Brian Cutshaw, and I want to give you answers straight from the Bible. If you've ever wondered what the Bible actually says about the topics people are talking about right now, this podcast is for you. In each episode, we will take real-life questions and break down what the Scripture says about them so you can understand the truth and apply it to your life with confidence. If you enjoy it, be sure and subscribe and recommend us to your friends. Now let's get started.
Now we get into sin questions. Is eating pork a sin? All right, some of you are really sweating bullets because you're afraid you can't cook that ham next Easter. So I gotta be real careful with this one. And some of you are afraid that, anyway, let's get into it. Here's the honest truth. Whether eating pork is considered a sin depends entirely upon your spiritual tradition that you follow. All the Abrahamic faiths have different views on this. So you have the three Abrahamic faiths. You have Judaism. You have Islam, which their line is from Ishmael, and then you have Christianity. So it's according to which one of these views that you follow whether or not you think that eating pork would be a sin. So let me tell you what they believe. So let's start with Islam. Islam believes that eating pork is strictly prohibited. Now, I don't have time to get into all of this, but Islam basically is a twisted version of the Bible. So Islam comes long after the Bible, and that's why a lot of the Bible stories are in the Quran, and that's a whole nother lesson for a whole nother day of how that the Quran was supposedly a rewritten, trying to create another monotheistic religion using a lot of the same stories of the Bible. And that is why that ends up in the Quran. Otherwise, it probably wouldn't have even been there, but because it was part of the kosher restrictions in the Old Testament, it ends up in the Quran as well. So Islam prohibits strictly the eating of pork. However, they have an exception. The exception is if you are starving, you can eat pork and it's not considered a sin. So that is their exception to the rule. Judaism believes in keeping the dietary laws of kosher. And so kosher law strictly forbidden the eating of anything that has a split hoof and does not chew its cud. So when God set up the kosher restrictions, the dietary laws for the Jewish people in the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus chapter 17, He says to them, the animals that you can eat are animals that chew its cud and have split hooves, they are clean for eating, and do not have split hooves, they are clean for eating. So a cow, something like that, a lamb, a goat, all of those that do not have a double hoof, that would be clean for eating. Now, so in Judaism, it is strictly forbidden to eat pork. Because of that, it's also forbidden to eat all these animals for the very same reasons and the other kosher laws. You can't eat pigs, you can't eat camels, and believe me, some parts of the world actually do that. You can't eat rabbits or horses or bears, you can't eat shrimp, you can't eat lobster, you can't eat crab, you can't eat oysters, you can't eat clams, you can't eat a whale, you can't eat dolphins, you can't eat eels, so stay away from the sushi bar, you can't eat sharks. You can't eat catfish. Some of you are sweating bullets right now. You can't eat squid or octopus. You can't eat any of those things because none of those things fall under kosher laws. And there's a lot more. Those are just some familiar things. I knew that all of you had probably plans to eat camel tomorrow, so I thought I would just mention that one and to put you on notice. But the truth is you can't eat any of these things because they don't follow the strict kosher laws. Now, there is an exception also in Judaism that if you're starving to death, you can eat these things to keep yourself alive from starving. Now, here's the thing. Many scholars believe that historically that God set up the kosher laws to separate the Israelites from the pagan nations around them. So there was a lot of dietary restrictions that were given to them so that they would not become a part of the ritual practices of these other nations. For instance, one of the strict kosher laws is that you cannot mix dairy with certain types of meat. And so you can't eat those two things together. You can eat them, but they have to be separately. And the reason that some people believe that that law was given is because among the Canaanites and the Egyptians, they would actually cook the young goat in its mother's milk for a ritual of fertility. So they believed that if you cooked a young goat or any young animal in its mother's milk, that gave you an ability to be more fertile in your life. And they had a lot of other rituals just like that. So a lot of people believe that God did this to separate them from the pagan practices in their land, because God did not want them to start practicing those things for the wrong reason and to end up believing the same things that they believed in their ritual worship. So a lot of people believe that all of this, that the kosher dietary laws were given to them strictly so they would be separated from the other nations and walk differently, which was God's plan.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have 4 ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed.
Now, here's the other one that we have to talk about. We have to talk about Christianity. So we talked about Judaism and Islam, but in the New Testament, there is a shift to a different way of thinking about this in the New Testament. So when you get to the book of Mark, chapter 7, Jesus states that anything that enters a person from the outside cannot defile them, but what exits a person from the inside is what defiles them. So Jesus declares in this, and the writer declares, that all food is good to eat. And because of this, he's saying that it isn't the things that you're eating. You know, Jesus was accused many times of breaking the law of the Sabbath, healing people, working. And he says, you know, if your mule falls in the ditch, you're not going to get him out. You know, if your ox falls in the ditch. And so his disciples ate corn. They ate some corn on the Sabbath, or some wheat, actually, and they were chided for that as well. They did not wash their hands before they ate, which I think is disgusting. But when Jesus talked to them, he said, you know, why would you, and they didn't fast. So they were not keeping a lot of the same types of rituals that were customary in the Jewish world. And because of that, they were chided for that. They were accused of things. And Jesus said, well, they have the bridegroom with them. Why should they fast? You're fasting to get close to God. I'm all right here. You don't have to do that. And then he said, well, was the Sabbath given for man? Was man given for the Sabbath? You know, so he changes some things. And that's why Jesus became such an irritation to the rabbis and to the scribes and Pharisees. They hated him because it looked like he was breaking all the ritual rules. And he was, in fact, interpreting a lot of those and fulfilling many of those. So in Mark 17, Jesus says, it's not what you eat that defiles you. It's what comes out of your mouth that defiles you, not what goes in your mouth that defiles you. And I would have to say, I agree with that. How many of you? Well, Jesus said it. We should all agree with it. And then in the book of Acts, chapter 10, Peter receives a vision where all of these unclean animals come down on the sheet, and the Lord says, take and eat. Now, this vision was about him going to the Gentiles and taking the gospel to the Gentiles, but the Lord did it in a way that challenged his Jewish way of thinking, because the Lord gives him this sheet of these unclean animals, and the Lord says, eat these animals. And he says, how can I eat something that you have called unclean? And then the Lord says, you should not call anything impure that God has made clean. So a lot of people believe that scripture was saying, yes, I understand the children of Israel had to be separated from their enemies because they could not practice cultic rituals. And I did that so they would be a separate people. But now he is saying that God has made all things clean. And that is what Acts 10 says. So Romans 14 says, the Apostle Paul emphasizes that no food is unclean in itself, though he advises us to be mindful of other people's conscience sake. So the Apostle Paul says plainly, no food is unclean. The earth is the Lord, there's fullness thereof, and there is no food that you can eat that would be considered unclean, according to the Apostle Paul. Now, mainstream Christianity, theological Christianity, states that it is okay to eat pork based upon that New Testament shift. However, there are some groups that still adhere to the kosher or dietary laws, and we respect those. And so that would be the Seventh-day Adventists, that would be the Messianic Jews, and that would be the Hebraic Roots Movement. So those three groups in particular still adhere to a lot of the customs of the kosher laws. And so the Apostle Paul says in the book of 1 Corinthians 8 and 13, therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat lest it make my brother stumble. Now, what he's talking about is meat that's been sacrificed to idols. So he's saying that if I go to the market and buy meat, because here's what was happening in the pagan markets. They were going and sacrificing to idols and then selling the meat in the market. And the Christians were buying the meat and eating it. And they're saying, how can you eat that? It was sacrificed to a demon. It was sacrificed to an idol. How can you even eat that? And Paul said, listen, I know that idol's nothing. It's just wood and stone. It's just metal. He said, that idol's nothing. He said, that idol has no ability to curse this meat when God made it. He said, that idol has no ability to bless this meat or curse this meat. So the Apostle Paul said, I don't have any problem eating meat that's been sacrificed to idols. However, if it makes my brother stumble, I don't have to do it. So here's what I want to tell you, that be careful that your testimony is not damaged by some of the choices you make. Even if you feel like it's okay, if you do things around people who feel convicted by it and you're causing them to be offended and stumbled, it's really not worth it. Even if you think it's okay, it's just not worth it. So that is what the Apostle Paul would say. He would say, let the law of love prevail.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.